Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Our first case for argument is United States versus Guarinas. Ms. Stokovich?
May it please the court. Good afternoon, Your Honors. Linda Stokovich on behalf of Domas Guarinas. Since the filing of this brief, it's been clear that this court has held that there's a rebuttable presumption that the sentence within the guideline range is deemed reasonable. However, it is clear that the application of the factors as outlined in 3553A cannot be mechanical as they were here. The defendant must be given an adequate statement as to why the sentence is reasonable.
By here you mean in the instant case?
Excuse me?
By here you mean in the instant case?
Yes, Your Honor.
As opposed to here in this courtroom?
As in the instant case, Your Honor.
I breathe a sigh of relief. Thank you. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. The reason the statement here was not adequate as supplied by the district court is that he had a motion indicating that his criminal history was elevated. The only statements that he received from the district court is that the criminal history was accurate. There's no dispute here that we agreed that the pre-sentence report outlined what we deemed to be accurate. However, the statement was that the history was in fact elevated in that his previous crimes, not the current crime, previous crimes gave him a history that was much more elevated than it should have been. The district court did nothing to enumerate its reasons other than to say again that it was accurate. This failure by the district court was also highlighted by the motion to reconsider when the district court again only addressed the fact that the defendant had been cooperative. Never addressed the fact that the actual previous crime, which was a theft for two DVDs, which was minor, elevated his criminal history up to a Category 2, and that it really did not reflect whether he would commit another crime or that he was a danger to the community in the future. Although I understand that he made recitation of the words under 3553A, he really never gave any of the reasons why the criminal history should have been reflected as it was. And I won't go on, as we have stated in our brief, as to why the criminal history was elevated. I think it's outlined fair enough in our brief. But I would say that the government actually did, although we disagree with the government's conclusion, more to provide reasons than the district court ever did. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Ms. Starkovich. Mr. Hotelling?
May it please the court. My name is Chris Hotelling, and I represent the United States in this matter. Allow me just to briefly summarize the government's position in this case. As Ms. Stojkovic has just admitted, the advisory guideline range in this case was properly calculated by the district court. The only issue that really is presented is whether or not the district court properly calculated the criminal history score in this case. The pre-sentence investigation determined that the criminal history category was 2, based on a 1 point for a prior state court retail theft conviction, as well as 2 additional points due to the fact the defendant committed the federal offense while on a term of supervision for the state court case. Criminal history category of 2 was properly calculated. The only issue is whether or not the district court did not properly consider Mr. Guarinas' argument about the overrepresentation of the criminal history. Despite what Ms. Stojkovic might say, the district court did consider that argument. It did properly address it during the course of the sentencing hearing, and the district court properly rejected that argument and properly determined that the criminal history category should be 2. So, Your Honor, that leaves a situation where we have a properly calculated guideline range. The district court imposed a sentence at the low end of that guideline range, as this court is well aware. Such a sentence is entitled to a rebuttable presumption of reasonableness, and nothing that either the defendant in his brief or in oral argument has said today in any way rebuts that presumption. So,
is there an issue about his having been intimidated by his co-defendant?
That was an issue that was... I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. That was an issue that was addressed in the factual basis. That was a request that the defendant had to include a statement regarding perceived threats from the co-defendant. But nevertheless, as the government outlines in our brief, we disagree with that contention. And in fact, nothing about what the facts of the case as they currently were laid out suggest that there was threats.
Did the district judge mention this issue?
The district court did not mention the threat issue during the course of his sentencing decision. With that, Your Honors, unless there are any further questions, the government would respectfully request that the sentence of the defendant be affirmed.
Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. O'Talley. Ms. Stojkovic?
Unless there's any further questions from the court, I have no further statements.
And you were appointed, were you not?
We were retained, Your Honor.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you anyway. Thank you to both counsel. Next case.